Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, as a D.C. resident, I'd like to play a guessing game with you. I'm saying that you're a D.C. resident, not myself. The council member of Ward 8.
Yes.
Mayor Barry. What kind of car do you think he drives?
Oh,
year and brand.
A 300C.
No, that's me. Oh. He drives a 2002 X-Type Jaguar.
Ooh.
And it's been unlucky for him because he got in a small altercation, a traffic incident over the weekend, and they realized he had over $2,800 in outstanding tickets.
Oh, my
God. Let's give him a call and see if he has anything he wants to say about it. It's a lot of outstanding tickets, and what he did is he blamed the accident on a hypoglycemic attack. So obviously, either high or low blood sugar brought it on.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, you're not of right mind, and perhaps your your senses are dulled.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you call me right back? I'm on the potty.
I'll call you back.
Okay.
But we have this set up.
Oh man.
Stop the music. So, wow, we're calling him right back.
He said right back.
He was he had parked next to a fire hydrant.
Maybe he was in cleanup mode.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Now hopefully he's ready.
Do you think he's a strictly toilet paper guy, or do you think he uses the wet ones?
Definitely wipes.
We'll have to ask him.
Marion residence. Oh.
What sort of phone do you have?
Marion speaking.
What kind of phone do you have that doesn't interrupt the ring when you pick up?
Special phone. Excuse me, the milkman's coming to the door. Can I call you back? You call me back, but give me a call back in 5 minutes, all right?
Bye. There he goes. I didn't realize he still had a milkman.
I didn't know the milkman still came. Like, it just... Can you get it in D.C.? I don't even know if they deliver.
I think it's probably Tompkins Dairy.
Okay.
They're an old company.
Jesus.
And I think he probably takes milk. Cream.
All right, here we go.
Half and half.
Probably has his milk.
Peaches.
There we go.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I can't have my cinnamon crunch without my milk.
What?
Mayor for life.
So are you having that?
What do you mean? I should be having what?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch with the beaties? That's awesome.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's the best cereal in the world. It's tasty. It gets me going. It starts my day the right way.
But it has a lot of sugar.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
It's a setup interview. We set this up. It's Rob
Spiewak. Oh, that's right. You are Rob Spiewak.
Hey.
Rob Spiewak. And
Oscar Santana.
And Oscar Santana.
I'll take Oscar.
Yeah.
I'll take
All right, that's right. Hi, boys. How are you?
Before we get into your week, I do have one question.
Sure.
When you finish up Big Potty.
Yeah. I'm all done with Big Potty. I did Big Potty, and then the milkman came, and then I put the milk on my cinnamon crunch.
But do you use wet wipes?
That's my breakfast routine. That's
or
my
dry.
Morning routine that I you know, down here in Ward 8, you got to have routine. That's the whole thing. I say to people, if you want to be successful in life, you have to have routine. Routine is schedules, showing up on time.
Yeah.
Punctuality.
What was the last thing? I'm writing these down.
Punctuality.
Oh, you want to be punctual?
Punctuality. You know what I'm talking about. Being on time.
Sure. Like when
right?
we called
oh, that's
you
what I'm talking
and you
about.
Were on in the toilet.
That's right. That's
Mayor,
right.
Mayor.
Yes. Hello. Hello, Oscar.
We have to address as
What ward are you in, Oscar?
I'm in Ward 3.
Ooh, fancy. Fancy pantsies. Oh, wow. Fancy pantsy.
As a resident of the district and as a tax-paying resident that pays more taxes than I ever have in my life.
Congratulations, and thank you for your support of the great District of Columbia.
I would say that when I saw the story break, that one, I was concerned about the accident, and then two, found out you were okay and realized that you paid an erroneous amount of traffic tickets.
Well, not an erroneous amount, an egregious amount.
Egregious.
Yeah. Egregious, yes. Egregious, that's the word.
Why don't you pay your parking tickets?
I just don't think that they're legitimate. You know, I'm a public servant, and a public servant, unfortunately, I've got people to see all over the city. especially all the Ward 8. Now, being a D.C. county, D.C. councilman, I have to go from house to house, and sometimes people call and say, Councilman Barry, we need to see you right away. And I put my jag up, you know, outside, and I'll put it on a, you know, in a fire zone, or I put it in a, you know, in the parking area. I won't have a particular sticker, and so because I have to go down and counsel these people and give them, you know, give them God message.
Message of God, really?
Do you think sometimes I bring a box of cinnamon crunch cereals just to say thank you.
Do you think that the car is bad luck?
The Jag?
Yeah.
Yeah, goddamn British piece of crap is what it is. Yeah, I'm so frustrated with that.
It's been stolen.
Like, I should have gotten a Bentley. That's what I would have liked to have. I was working on that when I was mayor. I was on my way to getting two Bentleys, but unfortunately, we all know what that happened.
Yeah, I do.
Bitch set me up. That's what happened with that.
I remember I'm looking here over the story. It says that after your traffic accident this weekend, you were spotted with the rear bumper dragging.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, I said, you have a choice. You can get that metallic sound, dragging sparks flying all over Ward 8, and I'm saying to myself, what do I do? Do I drag this home, or do I put it on the side of the road? I'm saying, I'm not going to put it on the side of the road. It's a bad neighborhood.
Now, I read about this in the Washington Post. I'd like to quote the article if I can.
It says, who wrote it? Washington Post, where they, you know how they write. They're crappy. They don't realize the fact that I'm immortal, and when I die, eventually, which I'm going to do, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to haunt them.
I'm gonna haunt them.
I'm gonna start with that Tony Kornheiser. I'm gonna float over his head, and I'm gonna bite his eyes out. That's what I'm gonna do.
Wow. So
he's a sports guy. I just don't like his attitude.
Yeah. It says in the Washington Post that that Barry's camp has remained mum on the tickets. Now, I was unaware that you had a camp.
Oh, I do. I have a large camp. I have a large camp only in the summertime. We got a great camp. It's out near Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Oh, in Columbia.
Out there. Yeah, we got a little section of land. You can go and see the tents. We have tents set up, say MB, and it's a great camp. Both adults and children can come out. We got great counselors. I have bus service, small buses that we drive out to the camp. And
short
we
buses.
Have fires and toast marshmallows and have s'mores and all
is
that.
Is it sleepaway camp?
It's sleepaway camp. Yeah, it wouldn't be any other way. I wouldn't have. That's how you really have a good time, a good experience with camp. And rain has been a problem.
Sure.
We don't care for that. But you can come to Marion Barry Camp. Just take a ride at Meriwether Post Pavilion. Walk right through where the people sit, and just keep going into the woods.
Mayor,
that's it. That's about a mile in. About a mile in. Marion Barry Camp.
This question has plagued you for your entire political career.
Yes.
Are you above the law?
Let me gather myself.
Yeah, before you answer
I got
that.
Myself with walk a mile in the woods.
So
we don't have any signs because it's not real summer camp if you have signs.
You gotta
use your compasses and leave breadcrumbs and things like that so you know where you're going.
Are there any activities at the camp?
Oh, yes.
Really?
My camp is mum on the activities most of the time, but let me unmum them right now and just tell you that the camp, the activities are fun. We have archery.
Oh, that can't be safe.
We have kickball, archery, kickball, of course, lunch.
Lunch is
good. Open fire. We weenies. We roast weenies.
Weenies.
And, we have weenie roasts and no burgers because we had a grease fire about a year ago. It didn't work
out
too well.
Horrible.
If you want to come to the camp, there's no need to register. Just go to Meriwether Post Pavilion, take a left into that parking lot, walk where the concerts normally are. Now, if a concert's going on, you're out of luck because we aren't allowed to use the facility where we're about a mile in. They don't want us to have that when the concert's
going
on.
Why is your concert in Maryland and not in D.C.?
You
mean the camp in Maryland?
The camp.
I'll tell you, because that was the only land that I could find. I had a beautiful spot I picked out on the Anacostia River, but unfortunately the city fathers said, no, you can't do this. I said, oh, another goddamn controversy. So
exactly.
I go to Maryland.
Yeah.
How do you like that? And we haven't I haven't filled out any paperwork or anything like that.
No, of course not, because it's camp.
Yeah, so just remember, left turn, Meriwether Post, walk into the pavilion, keep walking about a mile into the woods after that, and you'll see the tents that say MB on them. We got them in magic marker, big old MBs that say that.
You wrote that? They're secondhand tents, like from the war, aren't they?
Yeah, you boys doing anything this evening? You could come out. It should be a lot of fun. I think you should come by because, what's this, Tuesday? Let me look at my calendar. Oh, yes, Mayor Barry Camp's Tuesday evening story time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a ham and cheese womelet and wham fries.
I'm sorry.
We stopped serving breakfast, but we are on the lunch menu now.
But I want breakfast.
Well, you can't have it. We're not serving it.
I'd like some breakfast. We stopped serving breakfast. I know you stopped serving breakfast, Rick. Sheila told me you stopped serving breakfast. Why am I calling you by your first names? I don't even know who you are. I don't want to be your buddy, Rick. I just want a little breakfast.
We stopped serving breakfast at 11:30.
Rick, have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Oh, God!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Yeah. Oh, careful there. Yeah. Oh, it's Ebola. It's Ebola.
Oh, my God. Live from the Gabby Viber Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland.
That flamethrower, that KCJJ flamethrower, goes right into Dubuque, Iowa. And when you go to Dubuque, you got to say hi to Aaron Oliver, our listener of the day.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Aaron Oliver, nice to have you. Aaron Oliver, very nice to have you on the show today. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Huh?
Because they get it.
Ah.
Now, you know, Aaron, I hope you're listening today, Aaron, because Aaron would like Harry's.
He would love Harry's.
Aaron would enjoy Harry's. I want to just say thank you to my, I call him my nephew. He's really technically my cousin.
Okay.
Once removed or something. He's my cousin Teddy's son.
Okay.
Ben. And you know I love Ben. You know he's a great kid. He's a wonderful guy. And he's living out in the Bay Area now. So he's out there in that Northern California world. And he got himself a package from Harry's Shave Cream and Shave. Well, it's Harry's.com.
Right.
Because he got Shave Cream. He got the razor. He got the three razor blades. And he is now a loyal Harry's customer. And if you haven't noticed lately, razor blades are outrageous.
Too much expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Too much.
Enter Harry's.com. They were started by two guys who wanted to do a better product without having to pay a small fortune to get one. Harry's makes their own blades. They got a factory over in Germany that works great. And the thing is, when you go into the store, how many years ago did we all start walking into your local drugstore and saying, why in the name of all that is wonderful are razor blades so expensive?
Expensive and locked behind plexiglass. No, thank you.
Harry's razors are better for your face and your wallet because they are about half the price of other big brand blades. This is an opportunity for you to support the Mike O'Mara Show and show the people at Harry's that you care about us. The starter set is an amazing deal. Listen to this. I am not exaggerating. $15. You get the razor. It's beautifully crafted.
Mm-hmm.
You get moisturizing shave cream, which is the expensive kind, the
yes.
kind that you get normally in the high-end shaving centers in those high-end malls. And you get three razor blades with free shipping. It's an incredible deal. Why are you paying $32 or more for an 8-pack of blades when it's half that price at Harry's? On average, an everyday shaver will save $150 a year on blades using Harry's instead of other blades. And remember, Harry's blades are the best. Experience a clean, close, comfortable shave today with Harry's. Go to Harry's.com now. They will even give you another $5 off.
Yes.
If you type in our code TMOS, that's $10 to get that incredible shave kit. You have to do this. HARRYS.com and enter the coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and start shaving better today at Harry's. I use it every single day. You know the difference between my expensive blades and the Harry's blade?
What's that?
It's four. It's got four of the little blades.
Yes, it does.
Mm. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Am I describing it right when you've got the
It's four
thing?
Blades and one sort of cartridge, the Harry's cartridge, and the razor itself, the handle that it's hold. It's the best thing I've ever held in my hand, Mike.
Now, that's overstating it.
Right? I don't know. It's pretty good.
Anyway. Welcome to West South Florida. We got our rain. The rain is here. I've never seen it like this down here, and it's a little exciting. It's pretty much tomorrow I could be coming to you saying, "Hello, this is Pablo. I'm at the bottom of the pool right now." It's very exciting to travel thousands of miles and be in a totally different ecosystem.
Now, is it a monsoon? Is it a hurricane? What do they call it?
No, today we got a reprieve from it, but yesterday there were parts of the area that I live in that got 6+ inches of rain.
Wow.
Interesting.
A lot of places were flooded. The Cocoonville was not flooded here. It was okay. We survived. So we're doing well. So it was not only a flood.
How does the canal look behind you? It must look like a raging river.
No, it doesn't flow. It doesn't flow. It doesn't flow, Rob.
Oh, that's sad. It's getting older.
It's sedentary water. It's a. It's
like
a
standing
it's a
water.
Lake. It's like a lake. You know, it's a lake system.
I thought it was like the river in Los Angeles, that big cavern of concrete, and then the water flew by at a rapid rate.
No, and it wasn't like Vegas the other day where they showed that video of the cars
that
getting swept away. So very, very scary, and odd weather all over the United States. You know, climate change is real. Everybody knows that, and you know, we got the wildfires. I was watching a chart today on the Today Show that Rob and I are addicted to and lazy because we do not change anything and we don't want to we really don't want to expand our horizons. I'm ready to make the plunge, by the way, when you do. I'm ready to step off.
Please.
Carson Daly.
You know
Carson
what,
Daly,
he's
Rob.
The best
Carson
thing on
Daly.
That show.
I've been
of course you like him, Johnny Pop Culture. Of course you like
I've been spending a lot of time with our friends at Channel 5 in the morning. I give the Today Show the first 10 minutes, then I'm back over to Channel 5. You know what my new complaint on the Today Show is?
What's that?
Al Roker will do some horrible pun, like today, because it's hard-hitting news. They showed a baby seal on a surfboard for a minute and a half.
Meteorological seal.
And he says, "And I've got the meteorological seal of approval," and some jackass from off camera goes,
"Ah!" It's probably his producer.
And it makes me want to go up and burn the building down.
It is, you know, there's no secret that it's become much less hard news.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rob and I watched the Today Show, Oscar. We've explained this before for one reason.
You guys
reason
got me into the Today Show because I said, well, if I can't beat him, I guess I'll join him.
Yeah.
Well, in 15 minutes, you can get that little summary.
Yeah.
I watch it for one reason. It's convenient. I know it's going to be right there at 7, and they're going to give me, if there's anything overnight or anything early in the morning that happened, it's going to be there. I'm becoming suspect, though, of that, because they will lead with fluffy things like the people that, you know, sank a boat off the coast of Hawaii and, you know, and got picked up and a kid got it all on his GoPro.
You wouldn't believe how they got footage of this. And then Al Roker's producer goes, ah!
Right. And tip of the cap to Oscar Santana for being so incredibly, and really more like his girlfriend Shannon, who got him this device.
Yes,
being so ahead of the curve as they were promoting drones and more drones, and they've had like 10 drone stories in the last month.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think Kerry Sanders is married to a drone now, isn't he?
Did you see the Today Show yesterday?
When
Kerry Sanders was experimenting with the mosquitoes.
That gave me the nausea. That was.
Did you see when Carson was rubbing the various creams and ointments on his wrist, and Kerry Sanders was trying to like play it straight? But in my now, look, I have no idea of the sexuality of Kerry Sanders. I am making an assumption, but it seemed to me that when Carson Daly was over there rubbing salves and ointments and
creams,
lotions and bug bite preventatives on Kerry's arm, it looked to me like Kerry was getting a little flush.
He was very excited that he chose a career in broadcasting. What happened,
thank
Oscar?
You, Carson. They, rub it a little harder.
They
thank
had
you,
a plexiglass thank box full of mosquitoes.
Yes.
And there was an app that supposedly would prevent
I
mosquito
saw the promos for this.
And
yeah,
he held his arm in there, and they just ate him alive.
Oh,
and that's
no.
That's the
and he didn't
news
care because Carson was going to rub the bug bite stuff on him.
Yeah, you know, in rehearsal, he didn't put his hand in there.
I don't care how many times I get bitten because Carson's gonna put the repellent on me right after this bit's over.
It's Kerry Sanders and the swelling.
At one point yesterday,
we have no earthly idea what proclivity Kerry Sanders had,
and a marvelous reporter.
Exactly. Terrific job. Does a great job at the different amusement park.
I saw a shot because they were celebrating Hoda's 50th birthday.
Yes, 50th anniversary of being 20, wasn't it?
And she was on the couch with Carson, and it was all women and Carson in the middle. I didn't even know what that shot was all about, but they were breaking everything down. And it was funny because they were all talking about being close to 50 or being like maybe 10 years away from 50. And they sat there, and I was like, What are they talking about? Like, and it's Carson. I didn't know where anyone else was.
That's right. It was Savannah there because Savannah's 12 months pregnant. And so
she was there. She's definitely showing.
She is.
I would welcome some kind of alternative. My buddy Tony's not on in the morning anymore.
Miss him.
I don't go to that because he's on, in the evening. And incidentally, speaking of Tony, stay tuned.
What?
There's going to be some Tony talk this week. Very exciting about that.
Two scoops.
I just like an alternative. I've tried them all. I've tried CBS. I've tried ABC and I've tried CNN, and it just doesn't really do it for me. I want to get my information.
What kind of Fox affiliate do you have down there? Because obviously the Fox affiliates do their local news locally. So do you have an opportunity down here?
I haven't been down here long enough to really clue in. They're all actually pretty good.
Yeah, and I bet
so. I really haven't had a chance to really. They all have their strengths. I think maybe the NBC affiliate down here has pretty good weather.
Okay,
and their weather down here is serious business. They have much more detailed rain analysis, and I think it's the whole hurricane deal that they have to be prepared
absolutely.
For. And they take it very, very seriously. Yeah. I mean, they're talking about tenths of an inch of rain. They measure it all over the area. And the radar is superb, and you know what you're going to get, and you know when you're going to get it. So, yesterday with this whole stomach issue that I had, I was pretty laid up. And up until showtime today, I'm just disgusting right now.
How do you mean?
I'm sitting here. I just feel nasty. I feel out of it. I woke up with a low-grade headache. My temperature is not high. It's low, which I read, which I made the mistake of going online and reading. Yeah. I made the mistake of going online and reading about that.
Get your papers in order just in case.
It sucks. It sucks because
What is your body temperature?
97.1.
That still classifies, I think that qualifies as normal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was 96.9 and then it was 97.1.
Sure, both great stations.
97.1.
That's not horrible.
It's the temperature. I don't think it's horrible at all. It's better than being 99.8, which I was over the weekend.
Exactly. Get a blanket.
So I finally pulled the trigger. I'm going to the doctor, which I hate.
I said, doctor!
I swear to you.
To relieve the bellyache, I said, doctor!
So, heading out to the doctor today. Yesterday was done with the show. Oscar, a lot of people don't realize this. Oscar made me cry before the show. And
please.
I actually ended up going to bed and just spending the day in bed, and I was just all out of sorts. Don't laugh, Mac. He did. He made me cry. Yeah. After you didn't see it, but he made me cry.
There's no crying.
No, there's no crying in podcasting. No. When you laid down, were you on your side, fetal
position? No, it didn't make me cry. It just made me hate him a little bit. Yeah. But anyway, yes.
Fetal position? What kind of pain were you in yesterday? What was your pain level?
It was the same thing that I kind of feel today. It was this overall just malaise where you just run down and you feel, and then I've been on a liquid diet. Basically, I've eaten. Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
yogurt and water is what I've had for the last 2 days. It's a terrific way to lose a little weight,
Mike.
Yogurt and water is what I've been eating.
After you called the doctor, did you call a plumber? Because I just hope that ain't Activia.
I had a child's meal for dinner last night. I had buttered wheat noodles last night. That's all. That is so I can tell you that's what I have had. Yogurt, I have had applesauce, and I have had buttered wheat noodles in the last 24 hours.
Almost.
That is my diet.
What do they call it for kids that are sick? The brat diet. It's bananas, rice, applesauce, and I forget what the tea is.
Toast,
exactly. There you
didn't
go.
Didn't even go with the toast. I didn't want to deal with the toast. So
I'm sorry, Mike. According to Carrie, the tea is for tiramisu. I don't know why my kids have stomach distress all the time.
But the thing is, after I made the phone call today to go to the doc, I think I turned a corner. I'm not going to go into the gory details of how I turned that corner, but there's a particular activity that takes place that approaches normalcy, and that's very exciting. Tremendously exciting, as a matter of fact, but I'm still going to go just to see how I'm doing and get an expert. He's a brainiac, this doctor, so I'm very excited about going to him.
Where do you weigh in on antibiotics? Because some doctors prescribe them all the time. When's the last time you did a course of antibiotics?
About an hour ago. No.
No.
No. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think they're good and bad. I know you can become immune and stuff like that. But the fact is that with this particular situation, they work miracles. They really do. They actually work. But I've also read a lot more this time about it, about letting it run its course. And if I wasn't feeling just kind of like overall out of it, I would maybe consider doing that. And I hope that I go in there and he said, yeah, just let it run its course. If it continues to get bad, we'll do something. But I think I'm going to be okay. So it's just a
You look better today.
You do, and you sound
much better. Yeah. Much more.
I know
energetic.
I feel better. I know I feel more with it. Yesterday I was completely out of it. If you noticed, I went back and listened to a little bit of it, and I've never been that kind of like wobbly doing this particular show. Been wobbly doing other shows before, because when you get up at 4:30 in the morning to do a show, it's a different story entirely. But
I wanted to ask,
I feel pretty good.
Question about when you used to do the morning show, and you did morning show two incarnations for years.
Yep.
Did you ever get to a point when you got up if you didn't even know you were sick yet? Because if you're getting up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning, you probably feel lousy almost every morning when you get up. There are times when you have to actually get to work and feel worse. Did that ever happen?
The worst part of doing a morning show is the fact that you really don't have any time to evaluate. You know,
right.
If you're sick in the afternoon, you're going to be getting up at 3:30 in the morning, so you just don't know. It's for all the people that you look, and all the criticism that we give these people on shows like the Today Show, those people are doing something that every doctor in the world would say is unnatural, medically unnatural, by launching themselves out of sleep. It doesn't matter if they go to bed at 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. What they're doing is kind of unnatural, and thank you, makeup, for covering them up. But I you can see them certain days. The one, God rest her soul, she's still alive. The one who never got used to it was Ann Curry.
We
would talk about the fact that you would see her just going, it's kind of like the mouth doesn't work. It's the same effect when somebody's really in a cold temperature and they can't get their mouth working in the morning. And that's what. But, what I did, or in the first incarnation of the morning show, I did it with caffeine. And that's not a good way to go either. It's terrible.
Sleepy Ann Curry, I remember that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, she would be really super like, she'd kind of be talking like, wake up, have some more caffeine.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Now, she's in like Kuala Lumpur now. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going to tell you all about my daughter and her fabulous road trip that I am terrified about. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
And I'm Todd Moore, and we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes, and we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 411. That's available on MichaelMaraShow.com, or find us on iTunes. Just search
for Tech 411 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Is that like the first one you guys did?
What a wasted youth.
It's so great. You know what? The dictionary definition of sourpuss. Every time a Tech 411 promo comes up, he just twists his face up and shakes his head. Could you please make me a new promo?
Next week.
Good.
Promise.
Very good.
Outstanding.
This podcast, by the way, has no better friends than the good people at Encore Insurance Services. We always give them a round of applause. They're fantastic supporters from way back, and they can help you out, too. If you're out there shopping insurance, you know how hard it is to know which company offers the best value. Encore Insurance can help. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. We love Encore. You will, too. They do all the work. You don't have to. It's free. There's no obligation. Nobody's going to call on you. Nobody's going to visit you. There is no obligation. That is why I want you to call this number today, 866-347-5748, and get yourself a free life insurance quote. God knows I've seen you listeners out at live shows. I know that it could happen tomorrow. You know, I'd like you to be healthier, but I've seen the audiences, okay?
Get yourself a policy.
If your computer ease is your thing, you can go to smartterm.com. That's smartterm.com. And you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out for us, but mostly for yourself. Stop paying too much for life insurance. You just turn the music up or something.
No, I'm sorry. I was reading ahead, Mike. My bad.
Okay,
I apologize.
Stop paying too much for life insurance. I like it when you just kind of ride the music and back at me that way after every sentence. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out for us, but mostly for yourself. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way. Smart term.
Thank you.
Rob.
Mike O'Mara.
In your vast selection of music, please to find some, if you can,
yes,
some Zydeco. I know I give you curveballs all the time. Do you have any Zydeco in your arsenal?
Does this
Rob
count?
Spiewak with the pull. That's, Rob, one of your all-time fastest turnarounds.
That's what threw
me. It's not Zydeco, but it's Dixieland.
Dixieland. That's what threw me during the spot. I have a hunch where you're going.
Well, now you know. I talked about it before the break about my daughter. I literally got off the phone with her not 10 minutes ago, right before, I'm sorry, about a half hour ago,
yeah,
right before the show started. And she leaves today. She has just left Hotlanta at the age of 19. She is going to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I got a chance to see her back in Virginia. I got a chance to sit her on the couch and look her in the eye and tell her all about the city I love so much. The city that I visited more than most people in the United
Mike,
States.
Mike, are you referring to the Crescent City?
The Crescent City, the city that Care forgot.
That's right.
It is the Big Easy.
Les bon temps roulé.
New Orleans, Louisiana. And I said, I talked to my ex-wife about it. I talked to my daughter about it. This is one of those dilemmas you face as a parent,
mm-hmm,
where you say to yourself, how much do you relax the reins a little bit? She's 19. She can,
sure.
You know, she can serve in the military. She can not have a legal drink, though. That's I pointed that out to her as well.
What is the age the same in Louisiana?
No, it's 18 in Louisiana. And in New Orleans, it's 18. How do you not know that?
That would be one of the reasons why it would be a destination.
Yes,
I thought that was just like
Cancun. No. That's. I mean, that's why you go. That's why was it instead of Beach Week, people go to
New Orleans
the French
Week.
Quarter.
Sure,
they go to the French Quarter. They hang out. Mm-hmm. I remember I had this big debate at one point because I was like, "There's no way there's drinking down there," because everybody was planning a senior trip. And everybody was 18. It's like, we can just get into the bars.
And you know what? What's great down there, that's how much a beer costs, is a French Quarter. Oh, Mike's on the telephone.
Oh, excuse us.
Here we go.
Excuse me.
Oh, you're fine. How long? But you know what? It may have changed since then. Because there's
I don't think so.
There's federal funding issues.
Yeah, and they don't need it because it makes
so sweetheart,
much money.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
So we were talking about your trip down to New Orleans, Louisiana on the show. And Oscar informed me.
Don't throw me under the bus.
Oscar told me that is the drinking age 18 in New Orleans?
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true? Now, Mac, why are you putting your finger up in the air? Go ahead, Mac. Mac's going to say, can't hear these people, Catherine, so just bear with us for a sec.
It is 18 if you have a guardian 21 years or older with you.
That's the best guardian is a 21-year-old. Now, what kind of,
I don't know if I want to give Catherine that information. Says here that it's 18 if you have a guardian that's 21. What?
No, she's laughing.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, I just want you to be careful. I love you. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know, Dad.
Okay, but
I promise.
Okay, and
we're just going. Oh, a cop just passed me. Well, I'm glad I'm going to speed limit like a good little girl.
That's my daughter. Way to go to the speed limit. Just be careful and don't drink anything, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I like to hear that.
That's good.
That's good. And be safe. And
is it 18?
No, it's
not.
No,
the drinking age is 28.
No, it's not. Your father misspoke. It's not 18. It's illegal. You'll be thrown in a New Orleans prison. You cannot
drink. Nothing worse.
Federal law.
Okay, it's a federal law. Okay, I love you and be safe, okay?
All right, I love you too. I think we're about to get into Alabama, so...
Can you say that again? What state are you going into, darling?
Alabama.
Okay. I love you. Take care. Bye, darling.
I love you. Bye.
I love my kids. I do love my kids. Alabama.
Mike,
Daddy
I just
likes
got
voices.
The,
Catherine's always been able to do voices.
I just got the weather for her trip to New Orleans. 60% chance of a hurricane. And a nice tall glass.
Yeah, a nice red foo-foo drink.
Is that guy with abs who's 22 your guardian? Yeah.
She's going to hold up a poster board. Need 21-year-old.
Mac, I didn't want to discuss this on the show with her, but when you say with a guardian, does that mean a legal guardian or anybody that she like happens to bump into that happens to be over the age of 21?
The wording said legal guardian.
Wes, can you open it up again and get more information? Here we go.
Sure.
Okay. Here's initiative. Initiative, thy name is.
I got it.
Thank
right
you,
here.
Oscar.
Right
thank
here.
You. Show them how it's done.
Right. It says here, if you're going to New Orleans and you've got a legal guardian, a family member, a parent that's over 21 and they're with you, that you can drink.
Right. Yeah. So that's not like anybody on the street that happens to be over 21.
Yeah, but it's not like a bartender's going to go out of their way and say, that's not your brother. Yeah.
This is my dad, Scott.
Yeah, but I just, look, this is my dad, Scott. That's the perfect name, too. Oscar, I had the talk with her, and she knows not to, you know.
I don't think there's a problem with her going. She's an adult. She can make her own decisions, but I will say that.
It's a raucous city, you will admit.
Yes. And the fact that you can drink outdoors and walk around, I don't think everyone's being carded the way that they're carded, let's say, in the D.C. area. In D.C., for example, when I had a fake ID I could get into the waterfront around here. That's horrible.
Yeah, true enough.
You know?
Yeah, it's funny, Oscar, after that little statement, I don't have a lot of peace of mind right now.
I'm just saying.
He starts out, Oscar starts out like he's trying to calm me down, then he's just like, well, you know, they have the open containers, you can wander around drunk, you can puke on the sidewalk, and it's perfectly okay.
What you need to focus is this, is that the fact that 19 is the drinking age, is that it's been 19 years of proper parenting for
true,
that girl.
True.
She's going to be fine. You're a great parent. Her mom is great. And she's going to make all the right decisions. You're going to be okay.
The bottom line is she had an internship most of the summer working in a theater with the local production they were doing down there, a Patsy Cline show. And she did that the entire month of July. And so she has been working, getting college credit all summer. So now this is her 2 weeks. She has 2 weeks before she has to go back because she's an RA. So this is her 2 weeks to have a little bit of fun. And this is her big fun trip. Now, the other thing that I should mention is they are staying with friends of her friend's family. And apparently this is the other girl that's going with her, her buddy. These people have known these gentlemen for years.
No!
I'm sorry. You have to at a certain point trust. They're in their mid-20s.
Did you
call? Oh, so they're guardians.
Oh, God. You know what, Mike? Why don't you just serve her up on a silver platter?
No, you see, that's a horrible thing to say.
That is a hard... you know what? He has been so friggin' heartless this week.
He has.
You know
he
that?
Has.
He really, really has. Oscar, I had a very long... At a certain point, and you will know this when you are a parent, you have to... I couldn't say you are forbidden to go, because we'd already played that card once before. With a trip out to L.A., as far as a road trip at that age, too far for her to go.
And besides Los Angeles, Mike, I just read this as in Los Angeles, the drinking age is 12.
If you have a guardian.
If you have a guardian.
If you have a 14-year-old guardian, it'll be all set. I know. Look. You don't think I reacted like that. You don't think that I reacted when I saw that it was 25. When I asked the ages and stuff like that, I said, oh, my. I said this all to Catherine.
You're the coolest parent I know. Let me tell you.
When you attach taboo.
God, I'm going to kill him.
Flying
up to D.C. today.
No, Mike, you're fine. You need to see the doctor.
Coolest parent I know. He knows. He knows me. He knows that that is the worst thing he can say. Hey, you're like a hippie parent.
Yeah.
You're like a hippie parent. Pancakes for dinner. Yes, sirree. You're a hippie parent. You know, like the Rams that used to have scrambled eggs for dinner. And Kathy would come home and go, the Rams are having breakfast for dinner. And my father would say, well, if the Rams are going to jump off a cliff, you're going to follow them doing that too. You know? And then Chad hit me in the eye with a hammer, and everybody knows the history. I mean, but now I'm like, when Oscar calls me the cool parent, that totally freaks my ass out.
And first of all, the Rams did eggs for dinner because what? They were high-functioning alcoholics. And that's the best they could do. But Oscar, if you make something forbidden, if you make it taboo, it makes it all the sweeter for the kid.
Yeah.
You have to sometimes give in and trust the fact that the 19 years previous, you've raised the kid right.
Hey, here's the. Can I tell you what I'm concerned about? I'm concerned
that.
About a couple of things. The fact is that the atmosphere in New Orleans, it is a nonstop party. It is one of the party capitals. I've always said it's one of my favorite cities because of that reason.
It's like Herndon.
And
I'll give you some peace of mind. Trav T-shirt just went on vacation there with his 21-year-old girlfriend, right?
And she was old enough to drink.
And
how old is Trav now? Just out of curiosity.
I think he's 31. He just turned 31.
Okay. You tell him how to boy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So he said he went out there because I think his girlfriend wanted to go there. Mm-hmm. And they went for 4 days. And he said, everyone said it was going to be dead because Mardi Gras, it was the Mardi Gras season.
The city is never dead.
And he said, it felt like it was Mardi Gras. It was just crazy.
No, you mean, wait, hold on. You said, everybody said it was going to be dead
all
because
his
it's Mardi
said,
Gras
it's going to be an easier time to get around, easier time.
Because it's not Mardi Gras.
Because it's not Mardi Gras season.
That's what you meant
to say. Yeah, that's what I meant to
say. Because it's not Mardi Gras. And he got down, no, that's, see, I know that for a fact.
I never knew
always,
that.
The weekends are always jumping. Now, when you get Mardi Gras, or you get a Super Bowl,
right.
or you get a Final Four, or you get anything that's you know, happening downtown, it gets a little crazier. But every weekend is insane in New Orleans.
Yep.
Didn't know.
Especially in the summertime.
But the beauty is that that city knows how to handle it. You know, they can handle a big event, and it's not preventing you from having a miserable... You will still have a good time, because they can handle the influx of
True.
People.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, she's going to do great, Mike. It's going to be
You're
okay.
You're right.
I just want her to, you know, she's going to be continuously texting me and letting me know where she is. It's just, I know, what is the name of the city? The city that Care forgot. Well, right. I don't want her to forget how to care. God damn it.
I just hope she doesn't come home with a lot of beads.
Well, speaking of that, we're going to play a little song, you know, honoring the city that my daughter is going down to. Thanks for that flashing joke, Rob. I really appreciate it. Rob Spiewak, I'm going to fly to D.C. and kill you two today. Can I hear that one again? Yeah. I love talking up that
Sure, really sure, you do. Bet. Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, no names, no lies. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, it's Catherine O'Mara winging it on down to New Orleans, Louisiana, the Big Easy, the city that Care forgot. Hey, everybody, give me a handgun, because I want you to shoot me now. On that note, we're going to take a break. We will come back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show. I will tell you what lying in bed and watching movies on the Sundance Film Channel does to a human being. I actually learned something yesterday that I might be able to pass on to all of you.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll be right back. Anyway, I'm probably not matching the music that you're playing. But anyway, welcome back to the show. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by LegalZoom.
Zoom!
Most Americans don't have a will, but why? You don't want the court dictating what happens to your property and minor children. Isn't that right? Am I right?
Right, huh? right.
I'm right, right. So why procrastinate? Most people say, too expensive or too time-consuming. I have an answer for you. It's called LegalZoom.com. Too expensive? LegalZoom's prices just make sense. Too time-consuming? It takes just 20 minutes, and LegalZoom guides you through from start to finish. The service was developed by some of the best legal minds in the country, and they make it painless for you to get the legal help you need. Folks, we tell you about a lot of different stuff on the show. When I talk about life insurance, when I talk about making a will, these are wonderfully convenient places where you can improve your quality of life,
mm-hmm.
and you can also provide for other people.
I executed my mom's will in 15 minutes.
15
minutes, sat down. She was making breakfast at my sister's place. We said, let's take care of this, sat down, knocked it out.
They make it painless, Oscar.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
Easy.
And, you know, everybody's so intimidated by the legal community. Helping people get legally protected has been the mission at LegalZoom for over 13 years. During National Make-A-Will Month, get special pricing on wills and living trusts by entering TMOS in the referral box at checkout. You're probably driving along right now. You're on a treadmill. You're doing something. And you're hearing this and you're saying, wow. This might be something I need. You never know. I mean, you really should be
just
prepared.
Just do it.
The discount code is TMOS. It's National Make-A-Will Month, so don't wait. Protect your family. Protect your future at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom was developed by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction, but they're not a law firm. Legal help is furnished through vetted, independent attorneys. LegalZoom.com. Put in the code TMOS and get it done for a great price and have that peace of mind. We thank you in advance for that. Welcome back to the show, Whoa, Whoa. I mentioned the fact that the old diverticulitis deal, it's called a flare-up, and you get low abdominal pain. Sometimes you run a fever, but it really knocks you on your ass, and it's been, I think, 3 decades since I've had this. So, note to self, perhaps 2 days of 14-hour car rides, not the best thing to
right.
do in the world for
right.
your health. You don't think of it because you're sitting and you're driving a car, but I think maybe... That had something to do with it.
Sure.
It just it took me out, and I'll figure out a way. You know I always do.
But you know, Mike, not only is it just it's intense because you're on the road, but there's stress and there's exhaustion. And I think
right.
that stress and exhaustion together are going to at least make it pave the road for the flare up.
Exactly. Well, next year we've got some solutions that I've discussed with Carla Mack. What is your driving record like? Is it a decent driving record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, very good. We'll chat.
Mike, Matt can drive.
See, now you hold on. He said, "I mean, yeah." He said, "Yeah, I mean." So, what is the "I mean" part? You want to fill me in?
The only thing I've gotten was like HOV tickets.
Ah, good boy.
Okay. Yeah,
that means that shows initiative. You know?
Did you misspell that? Man. Was that DUI? I know spelling's not your strong suit, son.
So yesterday I get done doing the show, and I am, I mean, O-U-T, out of commission. I literally stagger into the bedroom. I crawl under the sheets, and I say to Carla, I said, you know what? I am not going to be any use to you at all today. I am not going to be helpful to you.
And what did she say to that?
She was actually...
I'm used to it.
She was a whirling dervish yesterday.
Just another Monday.
She actually...
Right. I don't do anything. Status quo.
That's me, lazy. Dick. But anyway, so just keep it coming, Oscar, because get it all out of your system this week.
I'm making
get it
you all stronger.
Yes. Making you stronger. I'll make you. Anyway, okay. So Carla was great. She really was great because she kept coming in there and she said, "You don't look right." And so I just chilled. I chilled all day long. And then I self-medicated by going on this kind of liquid thing. I did drive her to get the pets groomed. That was the one thing. Hey, baby, there she goes, wearing a red and white striped top. God, when you still look at your wife like that, life is so long. Take care. She just walked by the window.
She did.
But anyway, the
She's leaving
pets,
you.
No, she'll be back.
Oh no! No, no, leave me.
Hold on to that memory, Mike.
That's why she was so happy. So long, a-hole.
She's skipping. I've never seen her skip.
So the pets had to get groomed, and she said, "Are you up for I can't watch the baby drop the pets off and do that. So can you at least drive?" I said, "Yeah, I'll drive." So we drive out in the torrential rain down here in West South Florida, and I love calling it, by the way, West South Florida.
I love it. I think it's your trademark now.
And we take the dogs in. Now, side note, later on this afternoon, they called from PetSmart, and Beluga was getting his nails done, and because he freaked out, he freaks out all the time with the, yeah, 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 but he freaked out to this extent. I've never heard this one before. On two separate occasions, he had explosive diarrhea because he was so stressed out about the he's so pampered. He's so completely pampered that anything that that shakes him up at all gives him explosive diarrhea.
Diverticulitis.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of vets might say that's learned behavior.
I did not have explosive diarrhea, boys. Note to me, I did not have explosive diarrhea.
The boat really stressed him out.
It did. The boat.
You know what?
It.
I was thinking about that because you mentioned this yesterday. It could be really bad diet, and
it's a stress.
I've certainly had bad diet before, but this was concentrated. This was just eating a lot of crap. Almost, I knew when I was coming back here that the games were going to be over, the main eating games, and I don't know how. I don't think I was that sick for 2 days, but I ended up gaining 8 pounds up in Maine, and I thought I gained maybe 40.
You know, Mike, is there's actually a book about it. It's very popular with teenagers. It's called The Never Hunger Games.
Never Hunger Games. Yeah, I had my bow and arrow, and I was really excited about it. Jennifer Lawrence is in the news you may not need today.
Oh, good.
So I felt horrible and just crawled back into bed. And I am so out of it. You know, everybody's been this sick once or twice. You're so sick that you don't even have the energy to channel surf.
Yes.
You just, if you see something, and what is the movie that I chose?
What, Mike?
I wish you had the soundtrack to it.
What is it?
Out, do you have it?
Believe so.
Okay. Out of Africa is the movie. Incidentally, now I have to tell you, this is going to make me I'm going to cement my reputation as an old queen. But I believe that this soundtrack to me is one of the most beautiful soundtracks ever written for film.
Do you know
and
that
I
this
love
actually
it. I love
Mike,
it more than any. This might be one of the my top, and I'm not exaggerating, this might be one of my top four pieces of music ever written. I hate to overstate it, but it really
this
does.
This composer has written two other scores that you love. Did you know that?
Did he write Dances with Wolves?
And James Bond.
Okay, so because Dances with Wolves and... Out of Africa is very, very similar.
John Barry is his name.
It is beautiful.
Let me tell you, but this is...
Look at this.
Oscar's making me laugh. It is beautiful.
But I'm watching this movie, and the movie, I don't remember, I don't know if the movie was all that well received by critics.
Yeah, but the music could be set to anything. I'm imagining you laying in bed, infirmed.
Yeah. Someone reading the last rites? Is a priest there?
I was. The curtains are drawn.
There's a scene where they're flying in this biplane over Africa.
Right.
And it's just magnificent cinematography. And it's just, you're playing the real mellow part of it, not the majestic
Carla
part.
Walks by with the baby.
Yeah.
She's hoping for the best.
I swear to God.
Preparing for the worst.
Dabbing tears.
To make a long story short, it's the story of this Baroness played by Meryl Streep. And for anybody.
Stop that chimp.
I want to make sure. Where is that lady? We're going to go on safari. It's in Africa.
Right.
She has a terrible husband who plays around on her. She divorces. They split up, and she begins to have an affair with Robert Redford.
Okay.
And now this is classical music from
this is the composer that's injected into it. The theme song here. Now, Mike, what it is that this movie is about 30 years old. It came out in 86.
Is it really 30 years
old? And as I recall... It was well received by the critics, but it wasn't a tremendous box office because it was heavy. It wasn't a feel-good film.
So heavy. I mean, everything happens to Meryl Streep, and she has this affair with Robert Redford, and I'm sitting lying in bed, and they take a Sundance movie, and say a movie's 2.5 hours.
Yes.
They put commercials in it, and they edit it, and the movie is like 9 hours.
Sure.
I stayed in bed all day. I watched Out of Africa all day, including the commercials. I learned a lot about different things, like what to do if I fall.
Yeah, you know
there
were really
there
sad.
A lot of those commercials that are on the Sundance channel.
Do you feel those commercials were catering to you?
They may have been.
They may have been. They break the buys up into demographics, of course.
Yeah.
But it's such a beautiful piece of music. I really love it.
A lot of the shows I watch in the afternoon, Mike, tell me how to get in touch with a lawyer should I need one.
So I'm watching this thing all day long. I am watching this all day, and then finally at the end, he wants to be a free spirit, and he doesn't want to get together with her. She wants to be married. He doesn't, the guy wants his freedom, but then he comes back and he says, "You've ruined it for me, You've ruined it for me, freedom." And what he's saying is he really wants to be with her.
Right.
And so he's going to come back to her, but unfortunately, his plane crashes and he dies.
Oh, man. Spoiler alert. And
spoiler alert. Just,
30 years later.
I've been watching the movie in hunks, and I didn't know how it ended.
Yeah. And so the thing about this movie is it's this beautiful, beautiful love story, and I kid you not, Carla comes in. This is last evening. This is how long I've been watching this. And she comes walking in. She says, "How you doing, honey?" And I swear to God, this was exactly what I said to her. I said to her, like, with tears in my eyes. I was this out of it. I said,
"Oh, no.
You're the love of my life."
Oh, no.
No.
You're the love of my life.
Oh, my God.
You're the love of my life.
Oh, God.
You're the love of my life. Yes. You're the love of my life.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah. Tears in his eyes.
That's the wrong thing. I didn't want to play that. I wanted to play that.
Oh,
you're the love of my life. I love you, Carla. I love you.
That's when she started packing.
Yeah, that's why she left in a striped shirt.
Also, I'm going to try to do this on camera and see if it works with you guys.
Okay.
But I figured out the Robert Redford style of acting. And the Robert Redford style of acting is to ignore.
What does he ignore?
Well, like, first, it's like, say something like she would say. It's like, "Why do you always take so long to come back to me?" All right, so I'll be Robert Redford.
Okay. "Why do you always take so long to come back to me?" And he does nothing.
Why do I take so long? He's always looking off in the other direction.
Yes.
Well, if you watch a Robert Redford movie,
it's like he's distracted.
He's distracted. That's the word.
He's on a smartphone before there were smartphones.
Maybe he's just trying to remember his lines.
Baby, the line, for God's sake.
It's the word. No, remember that word. Okay, so when you watch Robert Redford, that's the right word. That is the absolute perfect word for it. When you watch Robert Redford, note how distracted he appears to be. He seems to be distracted.
Yeah, but like he's waiting for an email.
But not always. Like if you go back to like The Sting, he was focused in The Sting. Was he distracted in the sailboat sinking movie?
No, in The Natural, he's distracted a lot.
Very distracted in The Natural.
He's distracted an awful lot. There's a scene where he's at the plate batting in one of the biggest games, and he gets distracted. That is Robert Redford's tell. That is his acting tell. He is distracted. What's Brad Pitt's tell? You know this. We've talked about it. He's eating.
all the time.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
in
yeah,
every
yeah.
scene in the Ocean's 11 trilogy. He eats all the time.
But
they've actually banned his movies in countries that are going through famine.
Really?
Because it's just too much torture.
Where did that come from?
He wrote a joke. It was good.
That is a joke. Yes. Anyway, so remember that next time you watch a Robert Redford movie, the long version of this, I told you the long version was just to say the next time you watch Robert Redford in a movie, watch him because that is the perfect word. He appears to be. Distracted.
We need to find his turning point movie because it must have happened sometime in the early 80s because he hasn't always been an ignoring actor. Mm. Maybe it was
The River Runs Through It.
No, that's after the
River Runs Through It.
Very distracted in
that's
that.
Brad Pitt. That's Brad Pitt.
But he's focused in Legal Eagles, isn't he?
What's that, Ron?
Oh, you're being Please don't adopt this style for podcasting.
Timing is everything. Yeah.
Hey, you know
that's
what?
Why we're DJs, though, because we're like hyper, not distracted.
Apparently, Mac has the same style of acting.
Distracted.
as Robert Redford.
I'm here, outside.
That boy's going to be logging some serious road time and picking up a little extra cash in the process next year.
And
we got to keep the, it might not be Mac, but it'll be somebody. And we've got to keep the intern train going because I want to use them for those
Meanwhile,
purposes.
Mike, you're going to get a phone call. Is this a Mr. Mike O'Meara? We found your boat in Wisconsin.
We couldn't do anything with it. Anyway, the last thing I wanted to talk about here is a little Go USA. A lot of comments made by that incredible pure hump Donald Trump, who said anybody who has the Ebola virus should stay over in the country and not come to the United States. So, you know, that incredibly myopic, narrow vision of life. If there was ever any validation of how much of an idiot Donald Trump really is, and I don't give a rat's ass how much money he makes, but that guy is a bloviating douche.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact is dismissing, people that went over there doing the very purest of work, trying to save people in Africa that are suffering from this incredible virus. They contract the disease, and they're bringing them back under, perfectly isolated conditions.
Amazing conditions.
And quarantine conditions to work on it. But the great news, and this to me is a Go USA, everything I watched on the news today indicates that these people are beginning to turn the corner and that they are getting a handle on injecting them with antibodies that are fighting off this virus. And that could be phenomenal. And that is the type of thing that ought to be at the lead of every single newscast. We should be screaming that from the highest mountain, not giving publicity to some artificial haired tool that made his money because of his daddy's money that's out there just talking about how dangerous it is to bring people. You just get shocked?
No. The panel fell off the bottom of the console, and it gave my finger rather a start. Ouch.
I thought you were pulling a Robert Redford on.
No, sorry. Not at all.
Doesn't it seem like we really are curing this, though? I mean, they've got to, it's working on these medical professionals that we're helping people.
It's exciting, but it's also modern medicine. The type of care we're giving these doctors, it's what it's meant to be.
What's the status of your dad? We discussed on
Thursday.
Oh,
he got an email on Saturday about just kind of the hit list of, because they need an epidemiologist to go out there.
Right. I'll play the idiot because I don't know. What is an epidemiologist?
Disease doctor.
That's a disease doctor.
Studies okay. Infectious
So you're like
diseases.
A disease detective.
Right.
And
he's
you try
like
to go
Rockford
contain.
Files with a stethoscope.
Yeah. No, it's not Rockford Files with a stethoscope. If you would open that brain a little bit more, you would have gotten better grades at VCU.
You got great grades.
Mike, I don't think I could have gotten much better. Granted, it wasn't much of a difficult course.
Did you get, what was your GPA at VCU?
3.8, I think.
Oh, you couldn't have gotten much better. That's good for you.
No, it's a curriculum,
good
though.
For you.
Yeah, thank you.
Today we're going to watch movies and pull the shares into a circle.
Yes, sir. It's called the American University Method.
That's exactly what it is.
They stole it.
Yes. So, Rob and I went to similar schools. Yes. Yeah, let's discuss.
Lots of discussion, Mike.
Right.
He's still up in there. I think he needs to make a decision by next week. It's
to actually fly to West Africa?
Yes. I mean, they're putting a team together, and he's got to make a decision if he wants it. I think at his, he's 73. I don't know if it's the best play. We'll figure it out,
But the fact is, Oscar, he probably understands as much as anybody, the sacrifices that are made by these medical professionals that go over there, yes. These incredible mm-hmm. people that are, you know, usually sometimes they're on mission trips. Sometimes it's a purely humanitarian thing.
They're still being selfless.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you're pushing.
Yep. You are. And to say they should stay there, we should not let them back into the United States, it will result in a plague. We're going to get to a point. We have to get to a point where we stop shutting down our brains.
Yeah.
We are getting more and more hateful. We are getting more and more closed-minded. And you have to stop. Take politics out of it. Take politics completely out of it. Take the president and the Congress and all that. I'm talking about in general, from people that are poorer than us or richer than us or whiter than us or blacker than us. All of that, we have to just lift that up. And we have to, I think, go back to laughing a little bit more. We have to go back and caring about people a little bit more. And, you know, when you see a guy that not and I don't think it pissed me off about Trump because Trump is Trump. What pissed me off are all the people that agreed with him mm-hmm. that say, oh, they went over to help people. So it's their fault that they got this disease. Keep them out of our country. You know, no, bring them back to this country under the proper safe conditions and give them the best treatment we can possibly give because these are American heroes.
Here, here.
You know what
here,
I mean?
Here. And once
douchebag
again, Mike,
Donald Trump. What a pure ass.
How great is it that it looks like that because of research, Ebola is on the run? That's a game changer. That's huge.
You know, and if they can get it into that country and quarantine this and actually prevent this from spreading, that's just a triumph. And that's why the people that are medical professionals like your dad mm-hmm. and other people that do this are the great human beings.
Heroes.
These people we ought to be hearing about these and not the Kardashians. These are the people that they ought to have the television
yeah,
shows
public
about.
Health. Absolutely.
There's my preach for the day. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with some fluffy news that's not serious at all. News you may not need right after this.
I've got a great idea, Joe. You're familiar with the Omericast?
Yes, it's the Marcus Serta show where he plays highlights from all the more network shows.
Well, I want our show, the Rob and Joe show, to be an Omericast highlight show.
So you want a show that plays highlights of a highlight show?
Highlights from a highlight show. Genius.
That's the worst idea you've ever had.
Well, thank you. Here's every week at robandjoeshow.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Those guys need to relax. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. I sure got to know my Sleep Number bed yesterday. Still love it. Don't care how bad I feel. When I'm lying in that bed, it's the best. I know my Sleep Number bed loves me, too, because it cares about how I sleep. It does. I tell you, the last couple of days, I don't know why I would have been without it. It's fantastic. My Sleep Number bed is really the best experience that I've ever had on the consumer market. I'm not overstating it. I truly love the bed, and I love it because it contours to my body. It helps me feel good when I wake up, and it helps me feel good when I go to sleep. It's also got Sleep IQ technology. Those are the sensors that work with the dual air technology inside the bed to track and optimize how you're sleeping. The Sleep IQ will allow you to make changes, like adjusting your sleep number setting or daily routine for best possible sleep. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. It's that easy. Now, my sleep number setting is an 80, Carlos is an 85, and there's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that is at a Sleep Number store. Come in right now where a C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999.98. You can know better sleep. You can find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
All right, we let you know about Donald Trump. Now it's time for fluff, and more fluff. Everybody.
Like fluff. Bring the fluff, Mike.
Thanks to a movie that saw her drifting through space for an hour and a half, Gravity star Sandra Bullock is this year's top earning actress.
Oh, good for her.
Yay.
That's according to Forbes, she earned $51 million between June of 2013 and June of this year.
So obviously she had a piece of the Gravity back end.
Oh, also, but think about Jesse James at Scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he legitimately is probably sitting there seeing this and you're like, ah.
Ka-ching!
Totally messed up.
Yeah, let me go bang the lady with the tattoos. Jennifer Lawrence made $34 million. That's probably because of Hunger Games, correct?
Yeah. That's fair.
And also, she's nutty. I wonder what she's doing with her money.
Number three is Jennifer Aniston with $31 million. Here's one that's a wild card. Number four,
yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I didn't even know she was still making movies.
Wow, really?
$19 million, and then followed by Angelina Jolie and Cameron Diaz, tied at $18 million. Those numbers don't make a lot of sense to me.
There have to be.
I thought they'd get that for like a movie. You know what I mean?
I think there's probably some good deals and some bad deals.
Yeah.
It's Forbes magazine if you got a problem with that story. Jim Parsons, speaking of money, Johnny Galecki and Kelly Cuoco signed 3-year contracts, which will pay them $1 million per episode each.
Wow. I can't wait to continue not watching.
Jesus. That show.
I don't get it.
The Big Bang.
That triples their previous salaries, which were in the $325 to $350 range.
Hmm.
Well, they cash in. That's one of the biggest shows in America.
It's huge. And you know what, Mike? They really should pay Jim Parsons a lot of money just because of his range.
Man, it says here seasons 8 through 10 are expected to include a total of 72 episodes, which means they'll rake in $72 million over the next 3 years.
Yeah. Enjoy. Have fun,
but that's
fellas.
Not all. They're also getting a cut of the show's profits.
Oh,
which
no!
Could make makes their new deals worth anywhere from $90 to $100 million apiece.
Bazinga.
Wow. Sitcoms. I love sitcoms. Speaking of money, Kelsey Zachow. How would you pronounce Z-A-C-H-O-W? Zachow or Zachow?
Zachow, I think.
Zachow. She's a 24-year-old single mom in Port Huron, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. She works two jobs, and she and her boyfriend have a 7-month-old son. He also has a 5-year-old daughter. Kelsey's main job has been working as a medical assistant, and she's also been bartending to bring in extra cash, but I don't think she'll be doing either anymore. Back on June 13th, which happened to be a Friday, the 13th, everybody.
Ooh, very scary.
Kelsey stopped on her way to work and bought 5 lottery tickets. For the past 5 years, she's been buying 5 tickets twice a week. This time, she used irregular numbers on 4 of the tickets and random numbers on the 5th one. And the random numbers ended up matching all 7 winning numbers, meaning Kelsey hit the jackpot for $66 million.
Good for her. That's
very
excellent.
Cool.
Like that.
She actually didn't know it for almost 2 weeks and says that when she finally checked the tickets, she could barely breathe. She turned in the winning ticket last Monday and took the lump sum, so she gets about $27 million after taxes.
Wow.
Well, you know what? We have to examine in America, though, seriously. Why can they say $66 million when if she takes the lump sum, it's $27 million?
And not only that, Mike, she had a better year than Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's incredible. Wow. That's pretty good. I like that. Saturday night's Beyonce Jay-Z concert at the Rose Bowl Stadium is making headlines for something other than the duo's stellar performances. A scuffle between two men at the venue with one of them biting off the other's fingertip.
Oh, Matt Bloom.
The the incident was investigated when 25-year-old Roberto Alcaraz Garnica of San Diego groped a woman at the stadium. The woman's boyfriend got into a physical altercation with Garnica, who allegedly bit off a chunk of the boyfriend's finger. Garnica was, am I pronouncing that right, Oscar?
Garnica, that works.
G-A-R-N-I-C-A.
Garnica, yeah.
Garnica was arrested and booked on a charge of mayhem. The boyfriend, listed as in his 20s, was taken to the hospital.
Mike, don't you love the charge of mayhem? Sounds like they're the Three Stooges short.
Or that commercial for the insurance company. Sad news, James Brady, former White House press secretary. He passed away Monday. He was 73 years old. The quote is here, "We are heartbroken to share the news that our beloved Jim Bear Brady has passed away after a series of health issues." That's the family's statement. He was a pretty brave guy that took that bullet in the head and then went on to become a tireless advocate to end gun violence. Really, really special guy, and sad to see him go. And really was kind of well-liked in the press corps before the accident as well, before the shooting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A semi-trailer overturned on an Indianapolis interstate, spilling what police say. Are you ready for this, Rob Spiewak?
Bring it.
45,000 packages of butter.
Oh no.
Wow.
The crash happened about 3:30 a.m. Friday in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 465, just west of the interstate with the interchange with 65 on the city's south side. That's Indianapolis. The crash left thousands of butter tubs strewn on the highway.
To put this in perspective, Oscar, this is enough butter for Mike to make 4 batches of shrimp.
Police say the truck driver apparently fell asleep. That's great. And hit a highway barrier. No injuries were reported. Some lanes of the highway were closed for hours while people were steaming lobsters. Some lanes of the highway were closed for hours for cleanup work, with crews using a small front end loader to scoop up the butter tubs and whipped cream containers. Oh, whipped cream spilled out there.
Boy, you
too.
Know what? That's, as far as traffic goes, that will really clog some arteries.
Very good. And now a little something from my backyard, everybody. Okay. The Florida grandmother, 68 years old, who was recently caught having sex in a public in a town square at her retirement community.
Go,
she's
Granny,
been
go.
Sentenced. They sentenced her to 6 months in jail after copping a plea to indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. During a court appearance Wednesday, Margaret Clem pleaded to... yeah, that's always the best part, Rob. Margaret Clem pleaded to misdemeanor charges filed following her June 2nd arrest at the Villages, which is a sprawling 55 and older community in Central Florida.
Yeah.
According to a police report, Clem and David Bobelia, 49, they were having sex on the stage in the middle of the Village Square.
Wow.
And the police responded to a 911 call about two people having sexual intercourse in public. Cops found Clem and Bobelia, who both appeared intoxicated, inside a gazebo around 10:30 p.m. Clem's pants, cops noted, were completely removed, and her shirt was pulled down, exposing both her vajayjay and her breasts.
Mm. Nice.
Bobelia was in a similar state of undress. The Sumter County Sheriff's Office discovered the duo having sexual intercourse noted that they both appeared intoxicated.
Sure.
Clem is going to go to jail for 6 months, so she's in trouble. Bobelia, who lives about 10 miles from the Villages, pleaded no contest earlier this month to indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. He was sentenced to 180 days in jail.
Okay.
And he is currently locked up in the Sumter County Jail. Mr. Bobelia.
Wow.
The great news?
Yes.
The Villages is only about a half day's drive from me. Road trip!
Yeah!
I'm coming to see you, Margaret Clem.
Oh, I'd like to see her, Clem.
Yes. Well, police discovered that her Clem was exposed.
Yes.
When they stumbled upon it. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Love tonight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our friends at Encore. Now, you know that you need to have life insurance, but you keep stalling, right?
Right.
Don't stall. There's no time like the present. Put off your procrastination until tomorrow, because the future is now, according to Rob Spiewak.
True.
Don't worry, because Encore Insurance is here to help. Encore will survey the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. They'll do the work so you don't have to. It's all free. There's no obligation, and no salesman will visit you. Do us a favor. Give Encore a try. Not just for us, but do it for yourself. Call toll-free 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote. If you prefer computers, smartterm.com, smartterm.com. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, August 5, 2014. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Dateline Seattle. I know we had a lightning strike video last week, but this is another one that's neat for another reason. Do you know you can be struck by lightning even if you can't even see the storm? The actual danger zone for a thunderstorm,
10 miles.
25 miles.
It's 25 miles?
This That's guy scary. Was getting ready to videotape some lightning. He knew the storm was coming. I saw the video. Blue skies, fluffy clouds. Check this out. This guy didn't see a drop of rain or even a darkness in the sky.
Just on the off chance that I can catch lightning on film. It looks really cool. But I don't know what's going to happen. I'll give it a minute here.
Just in his neighborhood.
Very, very cool to see on film. But...
Oh! He's fine.
Oh, my God. Well, he got what he wanted, right?
Absolutely. What I love the fact
Was he doing a seance?
His YouTube channel, his caption is, I got struck by lightning today. What happened to you? But he's going to be okay.
But back of the trash trucks, too.
But you got to be careful. And I didn't realize that, 25 miles is the danger zone, according to the National Weather Service. It always troubles me, or at least interests me, when big American stars that don't really do a lot of ads in the States go to Japan and do television commercials.
Yeah, and get amazing paydays for
it. So let's play a game here, Mike. I want you to try and name these stars that are doing commercials overseas. This first one is from 1991 for Hitachi brand air conditioners. Who's singing this jingle?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday comes again.
Hitachi の星ながら静か。
What year?
The 1990s. I got a different word for everything.
What year was it again?
1991. You want to hear the song again? Here we go.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday.
And
Friday,
I'll give you a hint.
Oh, it's Arnold.
No.
Oh.
But you're not far off.
It's not Arnold. He couldn't do that. It's a perfect accent. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's Hulk Hogan for Hitachi air conditioners.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Now you'll get this one, I think. This is for a Japanese sausage company. I thought I'd go all day without using that.
What is the year for this?
This, I believe this is about 20 years ago. There was no year, but it appeared to be 20 years ago. The right. Sausage company, Bayern Sausages.
Bayern.
食べ比べたら分かります。バイエルン。肉の旨味が生きています。糸ハムだから美味しい。弾ける美味しさ。
Is that Mel Gibson?
That's Sylvester Stallone speaking Japanese.
God. He still has the...
And I'll just throw this
Incidentally, you know what movies do not hold up?
What's that?
The Rocky movies.
You're right.
Oh,
the
no.
The Rocky movies do
Rocky
not
Rocky 2
age
and Rocky
well.
1.
Oh, no, they don't. Go. Oh, when's the last them. Time you watched them? When's
Probably
the last
like
time you
year,
watched them?
I saw Rocky 2 a year ago.
You know what? I would say,
when you see them throw the punch and it's like a foot away from their head.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the action. I'm talking about the story.
Like when the story's fine, but I was watching the fight scenes and it's just like, I get so tired.
I like turtles.
No. These are my fish, Cuff and Link. Yes. He mentioned Arnold. I think you can hear a little bit of Arnold. This is for like a Japanese energy drink.
Okay.
So this is a long time ago. This is young Arnold. Obviously not that.
Is he speaking Japanese?
Yeah, hold it a boy.
Boy and the boy. Well, if you're thirsty, a boy and the boy energy drink. Yabo. There we go. Jesus. Yeah, that's tasty. All right.
It was
man,
also,
those Rocky movies really hold up.
It was like my the old Arnold before his teeth were fixed, and he'd growl a lot.
Hey!
Exactly.
I don't have a tumor.
Now, we talked earlier about how the Kardashians are getting lots of attention. Check out the classy move that Khloe Kardashian pulled on the night before Kim's wedding. And by the way, today marks, I believe, day 74 of the Kardashian marriage, which means it's outlasted her last marriage. So congratulations for the 74-day marriage. But Khloe had too much.
They have a cute kid. I saw a picture of the kid. The kid is gorgeous.
How could they Absolutely have a kid, gorgeous. Mike? They've only been married 2.5 months.
Huh. No, I'm talking about Kim and Kanye.
Oh, okay.
They have a cute kid.
Yeah, you know what it is? They had it, Mike. It was conceived out of wedlock because they're sinners. That's what happened. But
very good, Rob.
Khloe is not a classy dame. Check this out.
Khloe, the night before at Versailles, Khloe drank a little too much. So I had to wake her up. And she was laying down, sleeping, getting her makeup done for the wedding. And I'm just like praying that she'll get up in time
She's
to walk down the aisle
while she was
while
sleeping.
She was sleeping. They had to do it while she was sleeping. She was so hungover. And I'm
this
like,
this is what
you
coroners
guys.
Do.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
They do.
Wow. She was not, Mike, not able to get up to get her makeup on. So they had to do it while she was asleep. Classy family.
That used to be me back in the day when I was drinking a lot. I used to always, Jimmy Cerrito would come by my house to put my makeup on.
And you would go, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
and then I go, Badui, Badui.
And,
sounds like Baba Booey.
I don't know if you've heard this. They're thinking about the new reboot of Ghostbusters might be an all-female cast.
Have you guys heard this? There's a rumor that Sony may relaunch the Ghostbusters movie franchise with an all-female cast.
Yeah. Who are you going to call and then never be able to get off the phone with because you won't believe what her sister just did? Ghostbusters!
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That concludes our broadcast day, but dry your eyes, it's not goodbye. Just so long. You can always write us a letter, you know. Send it to TMOS PO Box 2796, Lisburg, Virginia 20177. Email all technical queries to ponyboy@mikeomaraShow.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the legendarily popular Thursday mailbag segment, we want a real good one for this Thursday.
We've been really light this week, so step up, folks. Send me some mail,
come on.
All right?
Send some mail. They don't have to be birthday requests. They can be funny letters, too.
Questions, anything, yeah.
What's your beef? Get it off your chest.
Yeah,
drop a line to the
beef?
Jolly One. Rob@mikeomaraShow.com. He's lonely. He'd love to hear from
help
you.
Help me, please.
And remember, the official e-voice line remains 800-440-8167. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.